Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiur and B'siyata D'Shmaya in the Sugya of Rov and Kavua. This is miraculously our 11th Shiur. Wow! It has been awesome. Baruch Hashem. We've seen Niflos, and we are going to continue seeing Niflos in the previous Shiur. We discussed the Ran, the Machlokas Hashanim, between Tosfos and the Ran. Let's say we know there's a din of kol kavua kamechtzal mechtzal dami. If something is kavua in a set place, then even if there's a rove there, there are animals, whatever, a certain amount of animals, and we know one is a treifa and the other ones are kosher, and we don't know who's who. So we don't say there's a rove of kosher, because kol kavua kamechtzal mechtzal dami. But if it's pireish halacha charov, when it separates, you follow the rove. So if someone takes it, if a person takes it from the makom of the kviyas, we say it's 50-50, kol kavuka mechza mechza dami. But let's say a person didn't take it, a Jew didn't take it. A goy took it, or a baal chai took it, and therefore for them it's non-afkamina. When they take it from the makom of the kviyas, for them there's non-afkamina. So what's the din? Do we say it has a din of kavua, or do we say it has a din of piresh? So Tosfos in Pesachim 9b, Dibra Maschel, Hainu, and other Rishonim hold that it's considered Kavua Min HaTorah. Kamechta Mechta Dami. The Ran differs. The Ran says, Chulin 95a writes that B'chai Gavna Midoi Raisa, it's Mutter, because we file the Rove. It's not called Kavua. And it's Mid Rabbananu Shegazru, Kesharao Poirish Min HaKavua. Gzer Hashem Yikach Min HaKavua. We said that the Rabbanon, Mid Rabbanon, this gzeira, when we saw it being parish mena kavua, that will have a din of kavua. Midaraisa, we say it's parish. It's parish, and we follow the rove. Because for the animal, for the lahavdil, the guy who takes it, so there's no non-afkamina when he takes it from the makom of the kavua. So we don't consider it kavua. We only consider it pirish, that it's separated from the kavua, and it's 50-50, and you follow the rove. Just midarabanan, and they were gozer. For a case where you actually take it, which you takes it from the kavua, that it should be a 50-50. That was the Ran that we saw, and we saw Rabbi Kiva Egil Gefrek the Shtal Kakasha and Ran from a Tosefta in the fifth parak of Tyrus, nine Shratzim and one Sfardeh, Berusha Sarabi Vinaga Be'echad Mehem Be'en De Be'ez Mehem Naga Sfekoy Tar. So if you have nine Shratzim that are Tame Metame, and one frog, and Rishi Sarab, he touches one of them, he doesn't know which one he touched. Sveik Otar, why Sveik Otar? Because Sofik Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tar. Piresh Echad Mehem. If one of them separates, it depends where it separates to. If it's the Rishi Sayachit Sveik Otar, because Sofik Tumah Rishi Sayachit is Tameh. And the Shalom Sveikotar. If it's found, you go after the Rove. So you see that Piresh and Nimsa are two separate concepts. Because if it's Piresh, it depends where what Rishus it goes into. If it's Rishus HaRabim, it's Tar, Sveikotar, Rishus Yachat Sveikotame. And if it's Nimsa, then you follow the Rove. So you see the difference between Piresh and Nimsa. So what's the difference? So we saw the Rash, who says that Piresh is Piresh Lefaneinu Makom HaKviyus. In other words, the Suffolk was Nala to Makom HaKviyus. And it's separated before us. In other words, that's like the case of the where the animal takes it from the makom of the kviyas. And nimtza is a proper prisha. In other words, we didn't see it be parish. We didn't know that it was bechlal, that there was any, we only have the suffix. We didn't have the suffix with makom hakviyas. We only had the suffix afterwards when it was parish. And now we look at this item and we say, hey, where did it come from? So the shittas haran, we said, menatara, you go after the rov even if it was parish lefaneinu, even if it's separated in front of us, like with the Baal Chai and then with the Goy, so we say you still follow the Rov Min HaTorah. And here you see you don't. Because if you follow the Rov, what would you say? You would say that it's the Tameh, because they're nine Shratzim. Follow the Rov. How do you say that it's just a Rabbim Sveik Otar, because it's a Suffolk? So that was our Kash, and the Tamsis of the Teretz was that the Ran agrees in principle that there is still an issue here with the miut. In other words, the roiv, the Ran holds there's a roiv, but the rov doesn't wipe out the miut. there still is a miut. We said there are two types of rov. There's a rov of psak, and there's a rov of that is that completely wipes out the miut. It's not just a psak, it's a beirul. There's no miut at all. So that's the ran. And that's those are the two types of rovs. So the ran, when he says here that if it's par pirush lefanet b'faneinu, it's considered a midaraisa rov, it's not a rov that wipes out the miut. And memela we can be choshish the rabbanan, gzeira atu shem yikach mena kavua. Right? Because you see that the miut is significant. And memela, we can make a gzeira and make it 50-50. Gzeira, when you see it being parashmina, if the rov be a beru and wipe out the miut, then it's nothing to talk about. There's no gzeira that should make it 50-50. Because it's gzeira shem yikach mena kavua. But since it's not a rov that wipes out a miut, so it's Medaraisa it's takap sak of rov. Medaraisa it's takap sak of rov. Just we make exera de rabban. It's not a kasha that if pirish lirishas harabim sveikotar. Why I have a rov? The answer is, but this rov doesn't wipe out the miut. And since the rov doesn't wipe out the miut, so it's still considered a suffik. And we have a rule that suffik tuma birshus harabim is tar. So it's totally cool. It's not a steer at all to this Tosefta. Tosefta says if it's Pirish Bifanenu, as the Rashi understands it, there is just a rabbim sveikotarim, you have a rov against it. So why didn't, well, according to the Ran, why don't you find the rov? The answer is, because why don't you find the rov in Bimatame? Because it still blabs a suffik. Because the rov didn't wipe out the miut. And Mimela, since it's still a suffix, Sabatum Sharabim is tar. Now in Psochim, in Psochim, Daftes Amud Beis 9b, going back to 9b, we reference the Tosfos in Psochim 9b. It says like this, that if you have Tisha Tziburim Shel Matzah, Ve'echad Shel Chametz, you have nine piles of matzah, one of chametz, and came an achbol, came a mouse, not the type you have in your computer, Vishakal, and takes away a piece and brings it into the home. And we don't know, what did he take? What did he take? Did he take a matzah? Or did he take some chametz? That's a very, the shela nechbedet meod. He takes a prusa into a bayis boduk. And here, came for the shayla, what's the din? So the answer is, hainu teisha chanuyos. That's the case of the nine stores. In other words, you're not samech on the rov heter if the nine kosher stores and one not. And you have to... Right, if somebody walked into one of the nine stores, one of the stores, and takes out a piece of meat, and you don't know if he went to the kosher store or the not kosher store, it doesn't matter. Because you say that you're not samech on the rov. And it's 50-50. And you have to do the Bedika again. That's what Rashi holds, that the Suffolk is only in a Bedika. You have to do the Bedika again. Because since it took from the Mokom HaKvius, Dainin Alei B'din Kavua, L'chai B'shuv B'Bedika. So we say, Taka has a Din Kavua, and you have to do Bedika again. Now, according to the Ran, well, excuse me, in this case of where the mouse took it, that's exactly his case. He says pirish lefanenu. It's not considered kavua minator. Minator, you file the rov. So this gemara lechayr is a kasha on the ran. So lechayr you have to say that since midrabanan it's kikavua mishum gzeira hechmiru baze vaflenin bigdikas chametz shikula midrabanan. Since even the ran agrees that midrabanan it's kavua. Atz gzeira, so b'dikas chametz is derabbanan. So therefore, atz the derabbanan of b'dikas chametz, we're chayshesh for. That's what the gemara means. You have to check here midrabbanan. Midaraisa nechinam, you could file the rov when it takes a piece, right? There are nine piles of matzah. You assume it takes the matzah, but you have to be chayshesh midrabbanan, gevaldik, and gevaldik. However, based on what we explained in the Ran, we can say even better, maybe. שהחומרה בזה לא רק מחמת הדמת רבונן הווי קבוע, ואין כאן רוב, אלא דאפילו מצעדין תוי רייסו, דאיקה רויב, Nami yesh l'chayiv. So it's not only because of the derabbanan and it's kavua, and there's no rov. Even mitzad d'oraisa, we can with it, that there is a rov, we still should be machayiv. Why? Because since the din rov that shaykh in such an instance is only b'toras hachro psak, but the suffik b'mekoymo yomed k'moshin is boyer. In other words, as we explain, the Ran is talking about here. It's not talking about a super powerful rov that obliterates the miut. There's no miut left. It's a vade. It's a beirur. No. We're talking about a rov that we can file the rov, it's a hanaga, it's a psak, but that doesn't mean there's no miut, doesn't mean there's no suffik, but you still file the rov, that's the hanaga. So therefore, there's still going to be a chayvas habedika, because the ikar chayvas habedika al ha-suffik ne'emra. Kamo shekosev ha-magid mishneh, b'perek beiz mechometu matzo, that's why we don't go l'kula, in a suffik of a bedika. Why don't we call the kula suffik bedika? You know why? Because the whole vort of bedika is betara suffik. You have to check because of suffik. So don't say, if I have a suffik, if I did proper bedika, I'm putter. All right, the whole bedika is to get out of suffik. The whole bedika is because you have a suffik. So if you have a suffik bedika, so lama zalta, tadain b'suffik. Bedika zeh lo tzatzek me'a suffik. Suffik bedika lo yazor lecha afil shezeh derabbanan. So since here, there's still a suffik, you have a rov, but there's still a suffik, but we're dealing here with bedika. So that's the takana. Shebemokom suffik chometz boi dafka bedika. Below mahani was a dinan hagu psak shel rov. If there's a suffik chometz, we require dafka that you should do a bedika. And it doesn't help that you have a dinan hag and a psak of rov, because here we're dealing with a unique case of bedika, where we check even al smach a suffik, even the vareret a suffik. So the fact that here you have a rov lo yazol lecha, ki ze rov shel psak she asafik nishar b'mkomo v'tchein tzich levdok kidei latzet me'asafik. So it's like every other safik that's mechayiv b'bedika. V'hadvorim me'irim baruch Hashem. Now in the Gemara in Yume. And daf peidal on the base, it says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lahocha bepikuach nefesh achar haroif. We don't follow in pikuach nefesh, we don't follow a majority. As when it comes to pikuach nefesh, or even choshesh for the minority. As the Gemara omeret, hechida, mibeme medubar, shutzach Shmuel lechadesh, shein hochen achar haroif. If you want to say that there are nine Jews and one Goy amongst them, and then an avalanche fell on one of them, and you don't know if it fell on the Jew or on the Goy, and Shmuel's Mechadesh, Shein Hochem Bezach HaRoiv Yisrael. Vein Lahatzel Misafeg, you can't say that, because Ruby Yisrael. You're not going to save if it's nine Jews. Of course you are. Inami palgo palg, even if it's 50-50, it's a suffik nefashis lahakel, if either you're going to save. Ela mitubar bofen deika tisha kusim b'Yisrael echad. Nine goyim, one Jew. Nine goyim, one Jew. Shmuel's mechadesh, that the fact that rov goyim, ain't ochen achar roiv, your choshish the mapolis fell on a Jew, and memela, your Michal Shabbos to save the possible Jew. Says the Gemara Hanami Pshita, it's Kavua. This is a Jew's Kavua b'mekomo, and it's a klal shakod over a Kavua. K'mechtzal mechtzadami. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, de parish lechotzer acheres. Yet he isn't in his mokom akvius. You might think, called the parish m'parish kamach shmalan, lom koch nevesh achar arayv. So, since there are nine goyim, you might think that you're choshish that it's a goy, and therefore you're not mechal Shabbos, kamashmana you are, because ain holchin b'pikuach nefesh, achar haroiv. Now, it could be that according to the Ran, the Sugi of the Gemara, where the parish l'chatzer acheres, that the chiddush is that if there are 9 kusim and 1 Yisrael, and they were parish l'chatzer acheres, ein hochem bikoch nefesh achar rov, and yimuchal Shabbos to save the one person, according to the Ran, it would really depend on whether or not you saw the prisha, whether the prisha was lefaneinu or not. Because if the prisha was lefaneinu, if we saw it, so there the Ran says that there's a rov, but as we explained in the Ran, snapshot, there's a rov that wipes out the miut. There's still a miut. Doesn't wipe out the miut, because sof-sof the prisha was lefaneinu, we saw it leaving from the makom hakavua. So there's a rov, but there's still going to be a miut. And if the prisha was not lefaneinu, if they separated from their makom kfius, not in front of us, then that's going to be an absolute rov. That's going to be a rov that completely wipes out the miut. So if it's prisha shelo lefaneinu, then you're not going to be mechal Shabbos, because then you have an absolute rov. You have 9 Yiskusim, 1 Yisrael, so the 9 wipe out the 1. So this is like there's no Yisrael, you're not Mechal Shabbos. It's a Beirut Gomor. Mashen Kane, if it's the priestess Lefaneinu, so yes, you have a robe of Kenainim, you have a robe of Kusim, but you're still going to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the Nidon of the Gemara. You're still going to be Mechal Shabbos because the Miut is Command Yisei. There is still a Miut, and Ein Horosh Lim Bikoch Nebashach Haro, you have to be Chodesh for this Miut. So we still have a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Yitzhai. So please stay tuned, and we will see more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.